Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, check this out. You already know this Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The Game. Let's go.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. A couple of minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. We'll get back into a couple of different basketball-related conversations. NBA playoffs, a couple good games tonight. Congrats to Dyson Daniels.
Yeah, man.
He wins most improved player in the NBA from last season to this, and he certainly did have a much better season, no doubt about that. Second in defensive player of the year voting, and really was just a
first-team all defense.
Yeah, really, really just a really great first year here in Atlanta. So we'll get to that, and maybe some Atlanta team building conversation in 20 minutes as well for the Hawks. We'll close things out with an AMA at 140 as we always do.
Andy, did you see the price raising at the Atlanta airport? The parking. Like, tripled?
No.
Oh, man. They were talking about it. I think today's the first day of, like, you know.
So if you park, like, overnight or for a couple days or whatever.
Oh, man. It's like tripled.
Really?
Like, yeah, dog.
Because it always.
It's always been high.
Oh, really? I always thought it was, like, a pretty decent. Compared to, like.
This is their excuse. They haven't raised prices in 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, because I wish they wouldn't have raised prices.
Yes.
But when we did all that traveling last December for Vegas and then went to the TGL thing in Miami and then we were in New York, like, I parked at the airport 3 times that week.
Right.
And it was cheaper every single time than it would have been to get an Uber to and from the airport. You know what I mean? Because those Uber prices are going way up,
yes,
too.
Yes, they are.
I think I parked at the airport for, like, 3 days when we were at Vegas. I don't know. I don't remember it costing that much.
How much is it?
I don't remember. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
You parked in long term?
Uh-huh. Oh. Or whatever, the daily parking lot.
Oh, okay.
I think in the south, the red lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would have remembered if it was a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I
never remember when stuff is cheap. But when stuff is really expensive, I would have been like, well, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm never doing that again.
If I'm driving, we're going to be at the park. We're going to park at the airport. Mm-hmm. My wife's driving. We are off site at the Peach Indoor when they got the indoor parking and all that. We'll park. That's what we'll park at.
We used to not think twice about whether MARTA when we lived in that part of town or an Uber because it was just us. But now, I mean, you got car seats.
Mm-hmm.
You got strollers.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is when you get home from a long trip traveling with that amount of children to then have to wait for someone else to be in charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we always park at the airport.
Do you put, like, but do you, have you Uber with the kids?
Never have.
You never? Okay.
No.
I was curious.
I never have because they're both in car seats
still.
Right.
That's why I'm like, do you, like, when you said car seats, I was like, you take the.
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay.
What would you do? I Ubered with Boone one time.
Did you have to tell them?
I did. I told them.
Oh, okay.
I was like, hey, quick question. And I understand if you want to cancel this ride.
Right.
Totally understand. He was like, that's fine. I got a dog. Bring him.
Okay.
I was like, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would definitely be like that.
Yeah, I would have. Yeah, I don't think it's okay, but I checked with the guy. But I don't know. Could you bring your own car seat?
To where?
Like, if you got in an Uber and you were like, hey, I got this one-year-old.
Yeah,
you mind if I strap this
like,
in?
When we carpool with Sebastian, because we have a guy who picks us up from the house and he'll take us. I don't give him $40. He takes you back and forth, picks us up early in the morning. Like, I'll hold him.
Oh, really?
Instead of putting him in the car seat? Yeah, I'll just hold him.
From where to where?
From the airport home.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
I know, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, probably not. But I do it.
If I was to ask him to put in a car seat, what would they say?
Nothing.
Really?
Mm.
If I was just like, just a random Uber picks me up, and I'm like, hey, I got to pack this thing in the back.
Yeah.
Is that all right? They would be okay with that?
I don't think they would necessarily turn down anything.
Okay.
I used to carry a booster around if I was going to take Olivia places.
Oh, really?
I never did the whole car seat, but I would carry a booster around. Then whenever we got to where we're going, if we're going out to eat or something like that, I'd just keep up with it.
Yeah. That's always the worst part when we have to, you know, if somebody's coming to babysit or watch them overnight or something like that, and it's like, ugh, now I got to move the car seats. And I think the technology has gotten better because they have those little buckles.
The worst.
God, it's to put car in. Seats are the worst.
They are the worst to put in.
Especially when they start front facing, you got to get the actual seat belt involved.
Yes.
And you got the thing that reaches around the back.
And
you got to tighten it up.
You got to try to put, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's the ding on work. It's not one time I don't come out scratched up trying to put damn car seat in.
Fasten that thing in there. And then I don't know if your wife is like this, but like, I never get it tight enough for mine, in her opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not moving. It's good. That little ball is in the blue. We're good. It's safe. Trust me. I'm not going to put him in harm's way. She gets in there. She's wrenching it.
Away.
Yeah.
Go. Those are go away, baby.
I know.
I got it.
I'm like,
what'd you say?
I don't even like to let her put the kids in my car because I can see her check.
Yes.
She's doing like the little, like, no, I got it. I'll get them out.
Yes.
She'll do like the check the thing and it's all that. Look, trust.
All the time.
I care about their safety too, okay? I'm also worried about their well-being. Leave me alone.
Dude, all the time. Every time she puts Bash in the cramp car seat. Babe, you might want to. That thing is not moving.
Yeah.
You're shaking. That's why it's moving. You know that, right?
Yeah. Also, normally when I drive them, I literally drive them half a block that way. All right? We're going half a block that way.
You do know that, right?
Is. All right? They're going to be all right. Anyway, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
First of all, I'd like to publicly apologize to Shadur and the Sanders family for what occurred. Second of all, I want to publicly apologize to Mr. Blank, Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, and the entire Falcons organization. My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable. And for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment.
Yeah, that's Jeff Ulbrich from yesterday, Falcons defensive coordinator, taking it on the chin. I mean, doing the right thing, said all the right stuff, being a man about it and all that kind of stuff. I personally feel like it was excusable.
Yes.
Like what you did was, I mean, you left your iPad out at home.
Yes.
But I understand you got to say what you got to say and you got to own it and all that kind of stuff.
And more.
But he met with the media, talked about it yesterday. The fine's the fine. Now, I didn't realize the details of the NFL sending Shadur's number to 2,000 different people in the league.
Right.
And the idea that that could potentially give the Falcons a chance to
get off the fine?
Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Not challenge it.
Appeal
it. Right. They could appeal it if they wanted to. Mm-hmm. I never would have thought that they would do that just because it's like, well, just let's keep it moving here. But maybe they will. Maybe because the NFL is kind of, you know, they kind of screwed up too.
Yeah.
Maybe it could be like, well, let's lower that or something like that. I'm not sure. It might just be in their best interest
to just let it go.
Put this thing to bed and move forward.
Exactly.
But that makes it at least a little bit interesting that they might.
Yeah, just let it go. And again, this is a topic where it's always going to be that draft. This time, next year's draft, there are going to be new stipulations put in and everything like that.
Right.
Because of this and all those different things. So, yeah, I just let it go. Let's go about our business. Let's get to the best part about this team.
Right.
Football.
Yeah, the players.
Let's get to this. Let all this go. The whole NFL thing. Because the reason I'm tired of talking about it, about the Florio thing now, is because you're trying to take away from the fact that this dumbass did what he did.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? I know. It does feel like there's a lot of spreading around.
Exactly.
Well, this person's like,
fine. Fine.
And I think it's a good opportunity for the NFL to maybe refine its communication process for the draft.
Yes.
I think that's a good opportunity for that.
But
at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody did something really dumb.
Yes.
Like, and there's kind of no safeguard for that.
I'm not going to do that.
You know, you're not going to be able to troubleshoot dumb.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm also not going to be, I'm not going to gloss over it either.
No.
That just is what it is.
No.
It sucks that the Falcons have to pay $250,000 for it. It sucks that Jeff Ulbrich has to pay $100,000 for it because one guy did one really dumb thing, taped it, and put it on the internet.
Yes.
I hadn't seen the video until this morning either. I just watched it just because I don't know why. I was like, oh, yeah, I hadn't seen that yet. Good Lord.
Yeah, man.
there's no accident.
No.
There's no accident.
Please stop. Please stop.
All right. The rest of the Falcons assistant coaches also met with the media yesterday. Now, I know Jeff Ulbrich had already talked about the draft class, being very excited about the edge rushers and the DBs and all that kind of stuff, what it could mean for this defense going into next year. Zach Robinson talked about just how excited he is getting back to work with Penix, knowing Penix is the guy. Smoke and Joe was on with us in the 11 o'clock hour. And we talked a bit about this last year, like how much of the playbook really was open to Kirk, just given Kirk's limitations. Mm-hmm. Forgot about that part of it.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
But again, in the past, shouldn't be any limitations with this guy.
Well, I mean, the limitation part is because he's still a young quarterback. But if you're talking
about but it's not physical limitations.
Yeah. If you're talking about different like layered throws and stuff like that, yeah, you're going to have more of that, but you're still not going to try. But the thing with it is because he is unquestioned your starting quarterback and you have him from now and you're pouring all this into him, getting him ready for the season, he's going to be more advanced as far as the playbook because you're going to get – more opportunities to see what he does when you call the plays.
Right. When he got into the game last year in week whatever it was, 15, he hadn't been playing with the first team.
No.
Like, he hadn't been playing with those guys. All throughout training camp, he was the backup. All throughout the year, he was the backup. And then he had to sort of get up to speed as far as that goes in real time. Now he'll have the benefit of, like you said, hitting the ground running from now until the season actually starts, being the unquestioned starter, taking snaps under center from who I assume it'll be Neisel. We still don't know. But assuming that that'll be the relationship there. Remember, we talked to Darnell Mooney at training camp last year, and we asked him some kind of random off-the-beaten-path question about catching passes.
Yeah,
he's like, I never have. Never caught a pass from him before.
Yes, I do remember that.
Like, oh, yeah, right. I guess you wouldn't have. That makes sense. They're not splitting reps. Mm-mm, this guy's the backup.
And even in when you do routes versus air and everything, no. Starting quarterback, he takes three straight reps. He takes X, Z, and maybe the slot or the tight end. Whoever the first team is, the quarterback takes those three reps. Second quarterback, he don't throw to the second guys or nothing. So, yeah, he probably didn't quite know what it was like to catch the ball from him. I think this team, and I know we talk about all the distractions off the field and everything, this is a talented football team. Now, the talent as far as on the defense is a lot of them hadn't played a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially you two draft.
There's a lot of unproven talent. But
I can actually
see it.
I can actually say but about this.
Yeah.
You can see. Now I'm still not going there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm still not going there.
Fair enough.
But
where's there?
They're gonna beat not gonna do that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You're smart to not do
that.
Not
gonna do that. I have my cup on when it comes to the Falcons.
Yeah, no, you're smart. They've kicked you there too many times.
Yep. Got my protective cup on.
Why am I trying to take mine off?
I don't know.
Why am I trying to expose myself to this thing?
You better put it back in the jock.
I better do that.
Yeah, man. Just telling you.
It's been a long time since I wore a cup.
Oh, God.
Little League.
Dude, Little League. Yeah. I haven't worn a cup since. I remember, Mama's first year of football. Mama goes and gets all the equipment. And I got me that damn cup. But it was the jock strap was with it. And I was just so uncomfortable.
Was it removable? The cup?
Yeah,
it was.
But I was so uncomfortable as a wearing a jock strap for some reason. Just very uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, it was never comfortable.
Yeah. But now as I got older, because that's all I was wearing and since from Georgia all the way to the day I retired, it was nothing.
Yeah.
It was cool. But as an 8-year-old, just that feeling of your ass hanging out.
It's not good.
It's not
first and last, I'm putting on something assless.
Yeah.
Not for everybody. Yeah. Some people continue on in the assless realm. Chaps and all that. Not me.
Why are you shaking your head like that?
All chaps are assless, by the way. I don't know why they call them that. All chaps are. There's no, that's just pants.
Have you ever worn a pair?
No. Oh. Why would I wear chaps? Am I bull riding?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like as a cowboy costume.
Never been a cowboy. Never dressed up as a cowboy. You ever worn chaps?
Huh?
There's a yes. All right, we'll come back.
I ever worn chaps?
I don't know.
I would never a cowboy.
Who knows? Man, everybody's got a past. We'll come back and talk some NBA basketball. Hawks specific. More teams are joining them in the offseason. potentially big players that are going to be available this summer in the NBA. We'll talk about the possibility that any of them may be coming here. Radio 92.9.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
In love with the go-go.
Remember when this was like the Warriors, like, theme song for one of their playoff runs 10 years ago or whatever. And then it was in a video online and the NBA was like, nope. You can't be doing that one.
Nope. I'm in love.
Can't be singing cocaine anthems, guys.
Yeah, you can't do that, dog. You can't.
Or at least we have like more subtle cocaine anthems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like.
Because a lot of popular songs were talking about kind of stuff like that. But like, that's a little too obvious.
Yeah, man. But I mean, the song, you know, Coco, it took me a while. I'm thinking they're talking about chocolate.
Baking soda. I got baking soda.
No damn attention.
You just thought he was washing the carpets.
I just love the Coke. Yeah. I had no damn clue. Baking soda. I'm like
for for brushing your teeth
people
with.
People put baking soda in dairy. I mean, in
put it in all kinds
put
of stuff.
All kind of stuff.
It says right there on the package of your baking soda that it has 100+ uses.
Yes.
You know what I've been using it for? I've been having a little indigestion lately. A little heartburn. Don't know why, but maybe it just happens every once in a while. And if I'm feeling a little kind of refluxy, kind of uncomfortable, I'll just mix a tablespoon of baking soda in with the warm water, pop it back, feel brand new.
Never heard of that.
Yep.
But I will continue to do that because I'd be popping.
It works.
I'd be popping Tums like Skittles.
I was eating too many Tums.
Yeah.
And I looked it up.
Yeah.
And I ran out of Tums the other night and I was like, oh God, this doesn't feel very good.
Right.
I was laying down.
Right.
And I Googled it and they were like, yeah, just mix a little.
Never ever heard that before.
A little baking soda in
there. Never heard that before.
Yeah. You can use it to get a stain out of your carpet.
Yes.
Potty training a dog. I know your dog's past that point, but if you ever have a dog or sometimes, you know, and you never know, like maybe a little kid will take his diaper off and decide he wants to pee in the hallway.
We have a little thing about the dog. Because his birthday is tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. They talking about, like, I was like, hold on. Hold on now. Ho. Y'all want to do what? It's like, all right. I love y'all. You know I do. And I gave in on the dog and everything like that.
And you love the dog,
and I
too.
Love him very much. And
he's
I,
a great dog.
And I take care of him for the most part because, yeah. All right. No. No.
That's the, that. Well, like, what do you mean?
No. There will be no cake.
Okay.
There will be no hats. All right.
But it's almost his first birthday.
There will be no videos. Okay. No. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the possibility of that no being no?
I won't be in it.
Okay, now that I believe that.
I won't be celebrating.
I believe that. No. I do believe no. that part. Mm-mm. We make Boone and Cheeseburger.
I know.
Every year. That's what we
y'all,
do.
Y'all sing Happy Birthday to him?
Yeah, we do. Okay. We sing Happy Birthday to him. All
right. But there's nothing wrong with that. That's y'all thing. That's,
we
that,
do.
Everybody, when it's your thing.
And he definitely did have a hat. Like a little birthday hat the first couple
no.
of years. But then when we had kids, like, you know, it just changes a little bit. It's like, all right, we yeah. were being ridiculous. But we didn't have kids when we first had them, so
yeah.
we did, you know, ridiculous dog owner
it's
stuff.
It's not ridiculous. I'm just saying for me. I try to stay away from calling them what everybody
it's
else likes.
It's ridiculous to put a birthday hat yeah. on a dog and
you have
sing
like
him
one
happy
of those
birthday.
Big pet stores near you?
Huh?
Do you have like one of those big pet stores near you? Like
yeah.
a pet, you can, so you can go get a doggy birthday cake made out of stuff that dogs are supposed to eat. Just get them that.
No.
I believe Abe probably just pipped. That's a picture of Chipper with a hat on and a happy birthday bone.
No, not going to do that. I'm not doing it.
She's 10.
I'm sorry.
She's 10. That's a big
that's
one.
Beautiful.
That's
awesome.
A big one.
That's all. Chipper is a wonderful, awesome dog. No. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't. Dude, no.
Yeah.
Not the hat.
But I mean, but it's going to happen. You're
looks
just
like
not going to be
enjoying
a part
it, too. You never know.
Oh, Chipper's fired up about that.
No.
Look how happy she is.
No. I still have the hat, so I wouldn't have to buy it again in future years. If you want me to bring it,
I believe
bring it in.
I believe it. She does not look like she likes it.
You don't think so?
No.
Hmm. She looked like she was awaiting a biscuit.
Yeah,
she's like, looking. Yeah, she's looking for the.
Treat. Yeah, like I don't like this.
It looks like a. I don't know. I can't tell. Yeah. That is a ridiculous hat, though.
But yeah, that's what I'm like. No,
it's got like feathers on it. That's leave a very
boy,
ridiculous.
Leave
hat.
My boy some pride, man. All right, you already like he like in place. He don't listen to y'all. Like it took me. We were driving back because Simpson went and did some football stuff, and we left the field at 8 o'clock. I got back home. By like 8:20, and I could see them on the ring camera. It took her 20 minutes to get him to move. Because when he plops down.
He's large.
Yes, when he plops down, so she's, come on, Nico. And so Samson goes there, come on, Nico. And I go, Nico, let's go. He gets his little ass up.
Yeah.
And come on with me.
Yeah, because you're in charge.
Yeah, but I'm like.
I'll be honest, at the cookout, I was shocked by, I was only there 20 minutes, I was shocked by Nico's stubbornness.
Yeah, he's stubborn as hell.
Big ass dog, too.
Yeah. He's stubborn.
I don't think Jack's ever seen a dog that
he's
big.
He's stubborn until Daddy comes over there, and then it's like, "Hey, come on!" And then he'll do his little slow ass disappointing walk, but he'll bring his.
But
ass
he's moving.
On.
Yeah, he's what? Look, as long as he's moving, that's a win.
Yeah.
All right. So a couple teams or one team, the Lakers, ended their season last night. Couple team seasons ended earlier in the week. May have a couple team seasons end tonight as well. As you've got the Knicks taking on the Pistons. Pistons have to win to stay alive. The Nuggets taking on the Clippers. Clippers have to win to stay alive. Do you think either one of those series end tonight?
I think. I think the Nuggets get it done.
You do?
Yeah, I think
it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets get it done.
If I'm going to bet on either one, I would bet the Pistons win. I think the Pistons send that thing back to New York.
Yeah, but I mean, because
I wouldn't be surprised if the Clippers get back.
I just don't know where Jalen Brunson is with his help.
Yeah, you
know,
because and Josh Hart too.
That ankle injury been lingering, and when you start because he didn't do anything, he's playing defense and sliding his feet.
Yep.
When you start rolling that ankle like that. It's bound to keep happening.
I also think it's just going to be a really crazy atmosphere tonight in Detroit. They haven't won a playoff game there since 20 years.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, everybody, like Big Ben, Rasheed Wallace, who we just found out was the only player ever kicked out of a McDonald's All-American High School game, which is so great.
It really is the best Rasheed Wallace record that Rasheed Wallace could have. The only player to ever be ejected from the McDonald's All-American game. Yeah. It had to be Rasheed Wallace.
Yes.
So maybe he could get ejected tonight.
You know, they're all, everybody's going to be in there. It's going to be rocking and everything like that. I just don't know where, because we remember talking about when they were out of the game with Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. They were out. No, they were on the sideline.
Yeah, they were trying to get back in. They couldn't get back in.
Where the hell is Carl Anthony Towns?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Where's he? He's gonna be an All NBA player this year.
He had a really good season, and he's a really good player.
Yeah, where was he at?
Who disappears at times, but then also he might score 35 tonight.
Yes,
you never know. He's the most unpredictable great player in the NBA. All right, I don't think there's any players on either one of these teams that I'm thinking too much about in the offseason from a Hawks perspective.
No.
I don't know how many players there are in general that I'm thinking of, but there are some players listed here. And I did see our good friend John Fricke throw out a plea to the Hawks to try to package as much as he possibly can and at least call the Bucks and see what it would take to see what they're – yeah, I would call them, call them on Giannis. I think there's a couple complicating factors with Giannis. One of them being they're probably going to send him where he wants to go.
Yes.
And I don't know that he has a no trade clause or whatever, but they're going to put him in a place that he wants to go to if that's where it gets. So now you have to, okay, does he want to come here?
Yes.
I don't know. Hopefully, probably not. I'm not sure. But that would, you mean, that would be, that's what, that would be the home run.
Yeah.
And that would be what we've been begging for from this franchise forever.
Why,
just seems impossible.
Why is it that sports fans were, or whatever, the sports community, whatever, are now all in for people leaving teams now? Before it was, oh, God, he's leaving the team to join all this other crap. Now it's like, oh, yeah, he needs to leave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why is that? Why is that all changed?
It's a great question. I think probably just because of how common it is now.
Okay.
Because everyone does.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But it was frowned upon.
It was. Yeah. When KD went to went to Golden State, he was a pariah.
Yeah,
like people like made fun of him for years. And now they're like begging guys to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe it's different for different people. I think the city has something to do with it too. Like Damian Lillard's in Portland. They're like, you got to get out of Portland. It's like, Portland's a pretty good basketball city, whatever. Milwaukee, you got to get out of Milwaukee. It's like, well, he did win a championship there. So it can be done.
And so that's what the reasoning behind it. Because he won a championship, he should be able to leave.
Right. So he's kind of like free.
Yeah.
You know, like he's free to leave there. And like Dame's free to leave because he tried to give him time to do it, whatever. I don't know. I think these guys should do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm a fan of that team, I hope the Bucks do everything they possibly can to keep Giannis there. Because what are the chances you're ever going to get another one of that
they
guy?
They don't have the first round pick for 5 years.
They don't. No, they don't.
Yeah.
If he stays, it's probably going to be
like this.
Pretty miserable, but at least you have Giannis. If he leaves, it's going to be really miserable.
Bad.
And it's going to be bad for a really long time.
It's going to be bad, and it's going to be even worse because y'all are going to be bad and y'all won't own your own piece.
You think there's any chance the Heat move Bam out of bio?
No.
I don't think
so either. Bam's a stalwart. Bam's a lifer.
I think they keep him and they try to – I think they're the ones that call on Giannis or KD or whatever.
Yeah, Bam's a lifer.
They're trying to keep those guys if they can. Joel Embiid, I have no idea. It's just impossible to imagine anyone taking him on.
In that contract.
Given his contract and his injury history.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin Durant's going to go somewhere.
Yeah. He's not going to be in Phoenix because of what transpired around the trade deadline. And all they end up shopping him
Bud's
and not telling him
gone and,
Bud,
and it's
hey, yeah so
bad
I don't
over
know
there.
And I think the team that I think a lot of people are going to be looking out this summer is Houston.
It would make sense
or OKC because OKC has picks on top of picks on top of picks.
That would be really cool.
I said this.
It'd be pretty cool
if he went to OKC. It would be cool. I'd be so damn cool.
It would be cool. Taking my bias out of it, it would be very cool to see Kevin Durant go back to OKC and have a couple final years there because he also would fit in really well there. He's exactly what Houston needs.
Yes.
They got everything you could want except for a guy like that.
Yes. But those are all those situations where, and he said, and Kevin Durant, he talked about this a lot of times, is like, when he went to Phoenix, like he hated the fact that they had to give up so much to get him.
Yeah, right.
Because think about it, you're gonna have to give up good players to get a guy like Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that is sort of one of these new. I mean, with the new CBA and how hard it is to have multiple stars on a team, there's a lot of teams right now that feel like they're pretty close.
Yeah,
you know, like Houston's pretty close. They're not going to win a championship, but they're pretty close. Orlando's pretty close. I don't know. The Hawks aren't that close, but there's pieces. Like, you can look at the Hawks roster, and you can see what they're doing with it. I just feel like there's going to be a lot of teams in this CBA era of the NBA that are pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't do it. Because if you want to get one of those guys, you got to give up four guys that are why you're pretty close.
Right.
You know? What about Zion? It can be a one-word answer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. We can talk about that another time.
Yeah.
Because yeah for me, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Call me stupid, but you could talk me into Zion in Atlanta, and it wouldn't be that hard to talk me into it. We'll do that another day. Another day. We got all summer long. We'll get to that. But we'll come back and get you an AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phones. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In the game.
Questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, we will do our best to answer it. Phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Final hour of the show, as always, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of phone lines available if you want to jump on hold. And literally any question, whatever question you have in your mind right now, you can call a radio station and ask it. We'll start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Mike.
By chance, did either one of y'all get a chance to see Sinners yet?
No, not yet.
We're going. Me and my wife are going to see it. We're going to see it.
Hey, man, look, Randy, stay to the end. Don't leave. Stay to the end. But Smoke and Stat, Michael B. Jordan, man, that's a good movie. But stay to the end. But my question is,
oh, the post-credits scene. Okay.
Yes. Definitely stay to the end.
Okay. After the got it.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. I got you.
Yeah. But it's a good scene. But in my 20s, Randy, you remember the private stocks with the little riddles in the top in the bill? I had some buddies could pop that top off with their lighter. I tried it and ripped the back of my knuckles off of my thumb. So I ain't do that no more. But, hey, I used to buy some, Randy, but I saw that white meat. That was it for me. But did y'all know how to do that or hit that little whistle like, sheep? My coach, one of my football coaches, he could do it loud. I've never been able to do that, but that's my deal with y'all today, man.
All right, Mike. What was Mike asking about? Was he popping a beer open with a lighter?
Yes.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. Okay. And damn near cut his head. I have never been able to do that. I'm so fascinated by people who can do it.
I've never had a lighter.
Yes. I'm so fascinated by people who can do it.
But, like, there's a lot of different ways people open beers.
Yes.
Do you have any creative beer opening methods?
I pop side my teeth like this.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yes.
That's aggressive.
Yeah, I could do it.
It's
yeah.
an aggressive move.
Yeah, that's how I do. Like, whenever.
All that dental work?
Yep. When I have a Corona
uh-huh.
or something like
right,
that.
Right, anything that you need a bottle opener for? Really, you just bite it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Come right off.
I had a buddy that would take a twist top and you kind of put it in your arm.
Flab.
Fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you twist your arm and it'll twist the top off. I'm trying to think of some other ones. You ever have those sandals with the thing on the bottom of them?
I have a pair of them.
You do? You really?
I did not know that they had it on there.
You got a bottle opener on the sandals?
Yeah, because I was I had bought some thong flip-flops.
Yeah.
By mistake.
The ones that like go between your toe?
By mistake. And I was like, I don't want these things. And I looked up. I was like, what the hell is this part underneath it? Yeah, it was the bottle opener.
Okay. Thing.
I've never worn it before. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's
very
pretty
strange
cool.
invention. That is. Y'all not think that's very strange?
What's that?
I don't know. To open the bottle, you basically open a bottle with your feet.
Yeah, yeah.
The
bottom of your foot. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't know. Yeah. I had no clue.
The convenience of having a fun little flip flop we take to the beach, bottle opener.
Right.
But
no, I get the novelty of it and why people might do it for like a beach trip. But yeah, when you think about it, you really are putting the bottom of your shoe onto your beer.
Yes, you are.
And then you're drinking it. I try to do the thing like you do it like on the counter, pop it on the counter, but it always breaks the bottle.
I broke too many bottles.
Yeah, it always breaks the bottle.
And that's another one I think it's cool as hell when you go, pluck
it. Yeah, no, it is.
Yes.
When someone can just casually pop a beer open in an unconventional way,
yes.
It's pretty cool.
You done the pop one beer bottle open with the other?
Can't do that either.
I've seen people do it.
I've seen people do it.
I've not been able to do it.
I've never done it.
If I were to show you how to open it with a lighter, would you stop doing it with your teeth?
Yes.
Because that makes me cringe just thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't want you to pop a crown out.
This is right there on the back. On the
break a tooth.
It's a molar.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
It's quick, fast, and hurry, dog.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's in, been, out.
I'm just saying, I would hate for it to go. Yeah. It only takes once.
Yeah, I know.
It takes one time.
I've been popping bottles a long time, Buck.
It's the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know?
Yeah, I've been popping bottles a long time.
You guys got any good whistles?
Cannot do it. Never have.
Now, you can whistle.
I can whistle, but I can't do it like that with that.
You know who thinks whistling is great but can't do it? Jack.
There's nothing. There's
really
nothing
likes.
Nothing funny than.
He's like, hoo hoo hoo.
There's nothing funnier than that. Nothing funnier.
I really want to have one of those loud coach whistles, but I can't do it. Yeah.
One of these days.
You spit all over the microphone, huh?
I mean, this mic's completely ruined. It's disgusting. It's covered in brown gunk.
Yeah.
Mo probably is in Columbus, I would assume.
Hey, man, y'all messed up my whole questions because y'all started talking about things, and I'm like, you know what? I have suggestions here. Number one, Bo is a bartender. I used to be a bartender. There's so many easy ways to pop a bottle. I can literally fold up a piece of paper and pop a top off a Corona easily.
Okay.
And Andy and Randy, Bo can show y'all. It's just a matter of the grip and the pop from the other side. Nonetheless, I had a show suggestion for Randy. Randy, I got you with Watson and the Pit. I got another one for you.
Okay.
Culprits.
Who?
It's called Culprits. Now, it's on Disney Plus. If you got the right apps and you can get to it, it's called Culprits.
Culprits. Okay.
I ain't gonna give no spiller alerts.
Okay.
As a foot soldier, y'all were talking about the other day lining up Jax with an X on Peachtree. And as a foot soldier, I just want to be in that number.
Fair enough.
Somebody's birthday. Damn.
Come on, Mo.
We're going to have to come back to it tomorrow, Mo.
Wifey was sick. So I just want y'all to tell her to get better. So when I play the replay, okay, she can hear y'all say it.
Get well soon. Get well soon, Mo's wifey.
Wifey, get well soon.
There you have it.
Appreciate it.
All right. Not a
question to be damn found.
Now, I'm thankful Mo listens and calls, and I love every bit of it. But it is the AMA. And if anyone would know that, it would be Mo.
It'd be damn Mo.
A lot of time spent not asking a question there. Carl is in Austell. Hey, Carl.
How you doing?
All right.
I'd like to know how much money that the Falcons owe Kirk Cousins, and how much of that money can be taken on by some other team? Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay. There you have it.
It's $27 million.
I think it's because he got the 10.
Yep.
So it's 27 remaining. 27. So $37 million this year. All of it could be taken
all
on
it,
by
all
team
of it can
if
be
they
taken.
Were willing to.
If they want to, it's not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah, no, a team could take on every last penny of it if they wanted to do that.
Yes.
I guess the negotiation is going to be how much can you get a team to take.
That's it.
If you can get a team to take any.
Yeah, that's my only thing. It's like, if you're telling me that they can, and that was the initial report, that they want somebody to take $20 million, no, it's not happening.
No, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
It's an unlikely scenario.
Yeah.
But yeah, they owe him that, and then after they pay him that, then that'll be that.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I don't think then it went down with maybe 10. I don't think the team's going to do 10. Why?
No, I mean, I think honestly, I don't know. I don't even want to say this. Donald's in Jonesboro. Hey, Donald.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, we can hear you. We got you.
So I wanted to comment about the Hawks you guys were talking about a little while ago. A lot of the teams that's not far away. Mm-hmm. With if Jalen Johnson come back and these guys can stay healthy with Trey, you know, you got Zachary Reed to say, I think he's going to be a star. Jalen Johnson's going to be a star. Dyson Daniels is going to be a star. So look at the guys that he have. I like Zachary Richardson. Mm-hmm. Not Richardson. The other guy, Deacon Krejci.
Okay.
And the Hawks got a good core. So they have the money to spend. Let's say if they get somebody like, they don't have to get a star center, you know, but somebody like maybe a Brooke Lopez or somebody like that. And then go out and spend that money to get another piece. I just see where they'll be farther than they were when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals a few years ago. I just think the Hawks are ready that they stay healthy, and we keep adding to this and quit taking the pieces away from.
Okay,
I like it.
So, now look, the only place to go from the Eastern Conference Finals is the finals.
Yes,
I'm just going to say, just put my opinion out there, that I don't think Brooke Lopez is the difference
between don't do
where they are right now in the finals.
And you got to guarantee me that Jalen Johnson's not going to hurt.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I can't believe in that until he shows me. Mm-hmm. I know injuries happen and everything, but he's been injured and he's been playing well when at both times he was injured.
That's right. The two years where he's been a starting piece.
Yeah.
rotation.
He hasn't finished.
Yeah, he's gotten hurt.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a big if. Yeah. It's a big if.
That's my only thing. That's my only thing with him is that right there.
Yeah, it's hard to say how far the Hawks are away from anything, not knowing what the free agency class is going to look like this summer. But yeah, I think they're a good summer and some health certainly away from being better than they are right now.
Yeah.
There's no reason why they shouldn't be out of the play-in round and maybe even on into the second round of the playoffs next year. But, you know, who knows? They might not get any free agents. It takes two to tango,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Just because you have money doesn't mean anybody wants
you
it from you.
You can't strong on
No, you can't.
Hey, you cover to
it. It's not a draft. The free agency is not a draft. It doesn't go to whoever has the most money. You still have to want to come and play here. Brad is in Villa Rica. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. What's going on today?
Hey, Brad.
Hey, look, I got a question for both of you. Y'all can answer however y'all want to.
Okay.
Do you think the defensive coordinator of the Falcons, you think he went home that afternoon and took his belt off?
No.
I'll let y'all talk.
No.
See it.
I don't think so. Probably just because the dude's 21 years old.
Oh, man.
But I bet there was some physical contact that was made.
There's no, you can't tell me there wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You embarrassed my family. All right. That's mine. You part of that. So, yeah, I ain't going to say they beat him up or nothing like that.
Let me ask you this, and I know it's going to seem like it's related to this because it is, but let's separate it because I'm not asking you to punch Jax Ulbrich in the face. What I'm asking you is, if there was a person who did something that made you want to punch him, and it was a situation where it was embarrassing like this and it was awful, and you got a free punch, like that was the get back, was here's the deal. You get that's the reciprocation you get is you get to punch him. No defense, however hard you want, wherever you want to punch him. What would your strategy be? Where would you punch him at?
In his face.
I know, but you know, face has parts.
Oh.
You go in nose, you go in jaw, eye.
Oh, I'm going to go for this for that sweet spot, that like lower jaw.
Kind of right there.
Yeah.
Because I
want to knock his ass out.
Okay.
So we're going with a hook? Sure. Are we doing a Superman punch?
It don't even matter.
Uppercut?
It don't matter where it's going. Because long as
right hand, obviously.
The longest fist connects the face, I don't care what punch it is. But no, I want him to get dropped.
I was just thinking about this the other day because I was like, because so many people are like, we should be allowed to do this, that, whatever. I was like, if someone did something to me and then the judge was like, all right, here's the penalty. You get to punch him in the face one time, no defense. If he flinches, you get two, and you could do whatever you want. I'm going right hand, right cross. Right to the nose.
Okay.
I'm trying to break the nose.
Okay.
I think that would result in the most blood.
It would.
And pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to maximize pain and
blood.
I'm
just all about, if you have to do something and you swing and blow, you hit somebody in the nose. You know that old when you hit them and the bone goes.
Right, you're going to kill them.
I worry about that.
Oh, okay, yeah. But that's why I'm going from the side.
Yeah, but you never know.
He
might move his head or something.
That's true. Yeah. But if he flinches, I get to hit him again.
Yeah, but no. I think that's a nice jaw strike.
And don't get this confused. This is not what I'm saying should happen to the boy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying if in the situation in your life, if that was the penalty that the judge handed down and you got to punch someone in the face for free.
Yeah, jaw.
Unguarded.
Yeah.
That happened to two of my buddies one time.
What happened?
Basically, they had been friends for a long time.
Okay.
And one of them dated a girl for a long time. They had dated. Strong feelings never went past that, but whatever. They broke up. The other one then,
dated the girl?
Yeah. No, not dated.
Oh.
The other one then slept with her.
Oh, okay.
And,
how close of friends were they?
They were very good friends. Very, very good friends. And didn't tell him, obviously. And then he found out later about it and was furious, obviously.
How long later?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know how long later. But they were like, they were close.
Okay.
Like, they were like, the next step was to get engaged and stuff like that.
Okay.
And they dated for a couple of years.
Okay.
And then So anyway, he was like, well, I don't want to be friends with you anymore. Like, that's not a good way to do it. That sucks. And then you lied about it and all that. And he was like, all right, how about this? You can punch me in the face. One punch. I won't move, whatever you want. I don't know if that'll fix it or whatever.
Right.
And he was like, no, that actually would. That would be great.
Right.
That'd be a good start.
Yeah.
And he just decked him, knocked him out.
There's nobody on this earth, and I do mean that I will let punch you in my damn face.
Yeah,
anything.
But you probably wouldn't do that to a friend either.
No, I would not do that to a friend. I've always been like that was a rule that I had when I got the NFLs, all that. Okay, who is she? Oh, who did she date before? Oh, she messed with a teammate. I don't know.
It's a good rule
because of the feelings part about it. Like,
yeah,
he could have been feeling her. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden they break up and you're going to start messing with her.
Yeah, but there's also there was no guessing in this situation.
Yeah.
Those two people had been in love.
Yeah.
And then they broke up.
And he knew that.
And he was his best friend.
So,
and then he slept with her.
That sounds like they might have been messing around waiting together.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But there's nobody that I'm going to
knock them smooth out, though.
I don't feel
And now they're best friends again.
I ain't trusting that guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't really either.
Yeah, I ain't trusting
I don't really trust him either.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know if he did that to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't he do that to anybody else?
Hey. Damn sure would.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-mm. Snake in the grass.
Hey, man.
But he did get his nose broken, though.
Snake in the grass don't die easy.
It's true. They stay out there. Yep. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, wow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, it's really bad.
That's fine.
Bad behavior. Don't be doing that.
Clifton always gives you exact change.
My takeaway of the day was the picture of Chipper with the pink birthday hat on. It was very good.
Nantucket, where all those tenderonis be at.
Yes.
That's what it says, actually, on the sign.
I believe
when you get off the ferry.
You've been there.
You can't troubleshoot dumb.
Nope. He gets to put his body on top in a weird way.
Yes.
All chaps are assless.
Yes.
And when it comes to the Falcons, just keep that cup in the jock.
Yeah, better.
Better.
Don't. Yeah.